Good morning. Overcast skies remains 42 degrees in downtown Wausau. At the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street at our Bow Falls studios. The time is 9:07. I'm Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also, again, you can catch us on the stream. Just go to the Bow Falls Radio page of Facebook and X, and you'll be able to see us. We have cameras and cameras. I don't know. Cameras. But no, it's all good. We have cameras in our studio and also a camera with Ian in our producer's room as well. So you can join us through that on Bow Falls Radio. On the Bow Falls Radio page at Facebook.com and X.com. Our last hour, we were joined by Brittany Merlot talking about the eclipse as she saw it with clear skies down in Illinois, and also about a warmer weather forecast coming soon, and also joined by Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library. If you missed the first hour, you can listen as a podcast. In fact, during the information update, I was able to get the first hour already up on our podcast page at bowfallsradio.com and the shows. Click on Chad Holmes Show and you'll be able to go right back and tune into that hour and all previous hours of this program. And you can also get our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. They're all loaded up on all the podcast platforms. So really an opportunity at your convenience. If you're busy during the morning hours between 8 and 10 a.m., you can tune in basically at your convenience, anytime, anywhere. And what's really exciting as well is that you can listen to other programs around the Civic Media Radio Network as well. We have so many great hosts and so many very entertaining and informative programs. And in fact, during the 8 till 10 o'clock hour, I'm on here in Wausau. You got Earl Ingram on in other parts of the state. And really, just a whole bunch of terrific programs that perhaps you can't listen to them all at one time. You're able to pick and choose. And if you see a topic that really touches your soul and touches your fancy and tickles your fancy, you're able to do that. So again, make sure that you tune in through a podcast wherever you get your podcast, or by going to bowfallsradio.com, clicking on shows, or civicmedia.us and clicking on shows as well. Coming up here in this hour, we'll talk a little sports, we'll talk a little politics, and we'll also talk a little theater. As coming up at the bottom of the hour at 9:35 after our information update, we'll be joined by Cindy Strovel of the River and Woods Theater Company to talk about Noses Off coming up this weekend. Also joined by Mr. Theater himself over on the other side of the glass, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I know that you are in the midst of yet another show. You're early on in the process, week number two of the process. Mm-hmm. For what show are you involved in this time?
Anything Goes.
So we got Anything Goes, and that is a famous show, isn't it?
It's yes. Well,
and who is the writer of that one again?
Oh, that's a Cole Porter.
Cole Porter, again, one of the legends. And should be something that's really a great production. It's coming up at the end of May, early June, correct?
Yeah, it's not for a while yet, but it'll probably be here before we know it.
But so far, so good?
So far, it's coming along very nicely. We're starting to get into a little more of the, you know, the heavy vocals and trying to incorporate some dancing into it. So it'll definitely be coming along, and it's a lot of fun.
Very, very good. So much in terms of great theater and great entertainment.
Very high-energy show.
Yep, so you got that coming up. And, of course, we've been talking about what's happening here in the next couple of weeks, and we'll continue to do so with high school productions at Wausau East, Wausau West, and D.C. Everest all within the next couple of weeks. And then you got River and Woods Theater Company as well coming up this weekend. We'll get more information on that coming up at 9:35. Also wanted to mention that Marathon County has completed its election canvass. I was actually curious about that because there was one Marathon County board race that was one vote. One vote that was the difference between the two candidates. And when you canvass it, sometimes you do get a little bit of a change. But Marathon County apparently did a terrific job last Tuesday during the spring election. The Marathon County Canvas Board yesterday completed the certification process of last Tuesday's election with no change to the results. Again, that shows, again, how fair that the elections are.
Yeah.
And when you hear these folks who constantly talk about rigged elections and unfair elections, they are being self-serving and they are poisoning the chalice of democracy.
Not that they even have any proof it was a rigged election.
Exactly.
Anyway.
But this is proof
if
right
they
here.
Have legitimate proof, that's a different story.
Yes.
If they're just making accusations and don't have
just because they lost. That's the thing. It's like if they win, they're fair elections. If they lose, they're unfair elections.
Well, how is it fair if... if you lost and you weren't supposed to,
exactly.
Like, how is that fair?
Well, the thing about it is the Marathon County Canvas Board found no changes to the results, including that race with a single vote margin. Marathon County Clerk Kim Trueblood told Wausau Pilot and Review, no changes in anything as a result of today's canvas. And she has submitted the certification to the state. The big tight one was for Marathon County Board at District 16. Incumbent Supervisor Tony Scherfinski lost a very narrow race to Bill Conway by one vote. He sought information about the process to submit a recount request. With the certification complete, he can now file a petition for a recount if he chooses to do so. So I would imagine in a one-vote race that perhaps Tony Scherfinski would file a petition just to double-check it to have that recount. Because with one vote, you know, if the ballots stick together, that could be one vote. But again, at this point, Trueblood said Scherfinski has not submitted a petition for a recount. Conway, who lost to Scherfinski 2 years ago, beat the incumbent 255 votes to 254 votes last week for a two-year term. Scherfinski was one of the four incumbents on the Marathon County Board who lost their bid to continue. Three of the four incumbents lost to challengers they had beaten in 2022. The other was Randy Radke. Again, I was, and again, you know, I be fair to everybody, but I've known Randy Radke for a long time, and he's such a good guy, and he's such a guy that I think will do an incredible job on the board, somebody that really cares for the people that he'll be serving, and I think it's just such a positive to have somebody like Randy Radke on the board. But bottom line is, again, the results have been certified, and we'll see whether or not Scherfinski does ultimately ask for a recount. In terms of the timing for Scherfinski, he has until 5 p.m. tomorrow, 5 p.m. Thursday. Actually, not tomorrow. Today's Tuesday. I was thinking it was Wednesday. He has until two more days, until 5 p.m. Thursday, to request a recount, and he has not said whether he has plans to do so or not at this point. Also, there was a kind of an odd little story in Antigo yesterday.
Yeah.
And I saw this on one of the television stations. A building in downtown Antigo partially collapsed. It just collapsed downtown Antigo yesterday afternoon. It prompted police to reroute traffic on the main drag of Highway 45. The closure began just before 1 p.m. after bricks fell from the side of a building on Highway 45 at 5th Avenue. All lanes were blocked, according to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Officials say the building has been in a state of disrepair and was unoccupied at the time of the partial collapse.
No earthquake?
No
explosions?
No earthquake at this point. At least I've not heard. Yeah, this was just an old building that basically fell down. A nearby office building was evacuated as a precaution, and no injuries have been reported at this time. Police say the building will be completely torn down. Highway 45 South is closed from 4th Avenue to 6th Avenue for safety reasons, and apparently I think it's been actually opened up again by this time. But again, just an old building that fell down and that was unoccupied at the time. So that was a good thing. I mean, but there's some pictures. If you search online, you can see some pictures of this building as well. So Interesting stuff over in Antigo, but no earthquake as far as we know. So. As we continue here on this Tuesday morning, again, coming up, we're going to take a look at some sports. We had some high school softball yesterday. I want to remind you again that later on today, we have high school baseball. Again, Battle of Wausau, the Wausau West Warriors and the Wausau East Lumberjacks. It is the opener of the Wisconsin Valley Conference season. It's looking like, as long as we don't get that 10% chance of rain later today, that we will have coverage of that one. 5 o'clock first pitch will be on the air for the pregame show at 4:50. Again, so 4:50 for the pregame, 5 o'clock for the first pitch. Wausau West and Wausau East. In fact, the Warriors and the Lumberjacks face off against each other both today and then on Thursday. Thursday's weather looking a little bit more iffy, but today over at Wausau West, Thursday over at Wausau East, and the Warriors and the Jacks will have both games right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. But coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about the Brewers. Had a very interesting game last night. I think a lot of people turned it off early, but then the Brewers made a big comeback. Did they get over the hump? We'll let you know. The Milwaukee Bucks, who have been struggling big time, they're back in action tonight, taking on the Boston Celtics. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then coming up as well, at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk about the River and Woods Theater Company and that show coming up at the end of the week. Noses Off. Mm-hmm. That is coming up we'll talk about that coming up at 9:35. Currently, a lot of cloud cover here in downtown Wausau. Temperature holding steady at 42 degrees. The time is 9:18. Look, with Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. As I mentioned earlier, that coming up, we'll be talking to members of the River and Woods Theater Company, talking about Noses Off coming up this weekend. Tomorrow, we have some guests coming in as well. In the first hour, we'll be joined by Bob Look, as he does every other Wednesday, talk about the news and the information of the week, talk about some interesting topics in hour number one. In hour number two, we'll be joined by Sean Wright early on in the hour to talk about upcoming events that will be at the Grand Theater. Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. Coming up on Thursday, we'll have Pat Kreitlow joining us at 8:06. And then, of course, on Thursday as well, we will be talking with North Star Restoration. North Star knows. As North Star knows, every Thursday we get an opportunity to talk about all sorts of great information. We've talked about hoarding. We've talked about sump pumps. We've been talking about spring cleaning. I mean, all sorts of different things to talk about with North Star Knows on Thursdays. And Thursday at 8:34, We'll have a couple of segments with North Star and John Garcia and Jay Cricks. And also on Thursday, coming up at 9:20, Sarah Marie Brock, who is a recently elected member of the Wausau School Board. She was one of the two challengers. Jane Roush and Sarah Marie Brock were elected last Tuesday, defeating two incumbents on the Wausau School Board. So we'll be joined by Sarah Marie Brock, talk about what she expects to deal with on the board coming up in the next number of months. And it's going to, again, be a very interesting next number of months. As, in fact, a little bit of a story that has come out as well, that the Wausau School District is going to be conducting a voter survey for a potential November referendum. The Wausau School Board needs to, they want to gauge some support for a potential operating referendum. The survey will help the board make an informed decision before putting time and effort into something that might not pass. Board President Jim Boucher is quoted as saying that it does not mean a November referendum is certain. They're just saying yes to a survey, not a referendum. They are voting on getting the question out to the community so the community can give us an answer to the question. So, again, it's going to be a survey that goes live from May 6th to the 19th, and the results will be presented to the board in June. So that's something I'm sure that we'll talk about with Sarah Marie Brock when she joins us on Thursday morning at 9:20. And then on Friday, of course, we have Mike Clemens talking sports in the first hour at 8:34. Mike Clemens, our Bull Falls Radio and Civic Media sports reporter, and then scheduled, I'm not sure, because I know Paul Micklick has another road trip coming up on Friday. See whether or not he'll be back with us for his weekly Wisconsin sports segment at 9:20 on Friday as well. So, again, that's all still to come this week. Lots of great guests lined up, ready to go here on Bull Falls Radio. Sports-wise, last night, national championship game in men's college basketball, and for the second straight year, the University of Connecticut are the national champions. UConn defeated Purdue last night, 75-60. Tristan Newton scored 20 points and had 7 assists. Stephen Castle added 15 points for UConn, 37-3 on the season. Purdue finished 34-5. They got a monster game from National Player of the Year Zach Eady. Eady scored 37 points on 15 of 25 shooting, but that was pretty much it for the Boilermakers as they got 37 of their 60 points from Zach Eady, but they came up short. So UConn, again, turning into a bit of a dynasty for UConn, back-to-back national championships. Baseball, Milwaukee Brewers, boy, they got off to a terrible start yesterday. They nearly came all the way back. The Brewers fell behind Cincinnati by a score of 8-0, but the big comeback came up short 10-8 to the Reds in Cincinnati. The Brewers scored 8 runs in the 5th, 6th, and 7th innings to get to within 9-8, but Cincinnati added an insurance run and then held on. Bryce Terang had a home run and 4 runs batted in for Milwaukee. Christian Yelich continues his red-hot start for the crew. He had a home run and 2 RBI, but the Brewers fall for the third time this season. The Brewers will take on Cincinnati again tonight in Cincy at 5:35. Milwaukee Bucks in action tonight. The Bucks looking to find their way. There's only 4 games remaining in the regular season, and the Bucks, who have lost 4 straight and 6 of 7, taking on the Boston Celtics. So if you're not playing well, that is not a team you want to play, but maybe that's what the Bucks need. They need to try to lift their game against right now the best team, one of the best teams in the NBA, the best team in the Eastern Conference by far. So the Bucks hosting the Boston Celtics tonight at Fiserv Forum. Yesterday in high school softball game that we had right here on Bull Falls Radio, the Pneuma Catholic Cardinals fell to 0-2 on the season. Cardinals fell to the Athens Blue Jays by a score of 6-0. So Athens improves their overall record to a 3-2 on the season. Ashley Jankowski had a pair of hits in the game for the Cardinals. Pneuma Catholic will travel to Stratford today for their Merrillwood Conference South Division opener. And also yesterday in baseball, the Mosinee High School baseball team defeated Medford by a score of 10-3. But as I said earlier today, high school baseball, Wausau West and Wausau East, Warriors and the Lumberjacks From Wausau West High School, you'll be able to hear the game live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 4:50 and the first pitch at 5 p.m. And good news is, even with the rain and maybe some of the wet conditions, the infield now both at Wausau West and Wausau East is an artificial turf, but they still have natural grass in the outfield, so hopefully not too wet after some of the overnight rain showers. The time is 9:28. Again, overcast skies here in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 42 degrees. Well, yesterday we were telling you about a production over at D.C. Everest this weekend. The Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the musical. And coming up next, we're going to talk about another opportunity for you to get out and enjoy some theater, as we have so much in terms of opportunities to enjoy theater here in central Wisconsin. We'll talk to members of the River and Woods Theater Company about their show Noses Off coming up this weekend. That's coming up after an information update. News, weather, and sports coming up next. The time is 9:28. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Ryan.
And this is Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show. If you missed us last week, Grace Dakey was great, Miss America, and she broke some news. So feel free to go to bowfallsradio.com and catch up this Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m. Who we got, Paul?
Sean Wright from the Grand Theater. We're going to go on stage and interview him.
So please tune in or on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play WXCO.
Don't forget, we have more Red Lobster news along with the Wausau Business Rumors segment.
We'll see you Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bow Falls Radio.
Welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, yesterday we were talking about a production going on at D.C. Everest this weekend, but boy, there's a lot going on if you're somebody that is a patron of the arts here in central Wisconsin. Also coming up this weekend, the River and Woods Theater Company will be holding a production, Noses Off, and we've heard a little bit about it from Ian, but now we're going to hear a whole lot more about it from three members of the company. Nathan Grunman, Cindy Strovel, and Jeff McDonald all joining us here in studio, and very happy to have you all coming by here today.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Before we talk about the show itself, let's talk about River and Woods, because, again, I think it's a fairly new company, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is.
Could you talk about what River and Woods Theater, who is involved in it, maybe what brought it together? Because
sure.
It's really cool to have another independent group.
It is. River and Woods was kind of turned over from a group that used to be in town called Out of the Woods Theater. And the woman who owned Out of the Woods Theater decided to move down south to get away from the snow. And a bunch of company members got together and said, you know, we really want this to continue. Let's make a new theater group, you know. So we did. And it's mostly members from the old Out of the Woods Theater. But we wanted to focus on shows that showcase women and stay away from nasty stereotypes, mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff. Some of the groups that you don't always see on stage.
Very nice. The show this weekend, Noses Off. I guess, first of all, we should ask each of you to talk about what your role is within this production. We'll start with Nathan. What's your role with this production?
So I am playing the role of Marvin, who is kind of like a know-it-all kind of person. He's that one person in any theater company that's just like, I've memorized the entire show. I know all the lines. I know all this kind of stuff. So kind of interesting going from being a nice guy to just being that guy that's like, I just don't like you.
And Jeff, what about you? What's your part of this production?
I play Obo, who is the playwright of the show that we're putting on, which I think is an awesome play, and the rest of the cast just disagrees with me. They think I'm lousy at writing and I've stolen ideas, but I just keep trying to plug along and get them on board.
And Cindy, what's your part of this production?
Well, I'm the director of the show, but I also have a small bit part. I'm Millie, the props person, who is usually hysterical whenever she's on stage, and she never knows where any of the props are, so...
In terms of being the director, of trying to put this all together, I guess, number one, have you done a lot of directing in your life? What would you say is your philosophy as a director?
I think I always say half of directing is good timing. You need to know when things need to move along quickly. You need to know, like, this is a very funny show, but if it's a show that's got like an emotional punch, you need to know when to go slow and pause and let the audience feel for a minute. Right. So that's one of the things that I like.
Again, River and Woods Theater, noses off. Oh, real quickly, where is the show and what are the dates?
The show is at Willow Springs Garden. No, we are not outside in the garden. We are in the Town Hall building, which is this cute little building on the grounds there. And it's this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock. You can get your tickets at RAWTC, River and Woods Theater, booktix.com.
How many folks are involved in this production, roughly? Because is this a big production? Is it a small production?
15, I think.
Sounds accurate. But it's a really incredible group of 15 people. Like Cindy was saying, there's definitely a lot more of a female presence with this.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I am totally fine with that, even though there's a couple of women that probably do give me the death glare of being like, I just do not like you. It's just one of those things where I think it's kind of amazing. But like I said, everybody brings a lot of just a uniqueness to their character, and I think that's one of the things that people will appreciate when it comes to the show.
And Nathan, how much have you done in theater? How many productions?
Geez, I've done probably at least about half a dozen off the top of my head. Quite a few of them were with Ian, and funny enough, Jeff and I actually met on the first time I worked at the Grand Theater for 1776.
And what is special about this group? For you, because obviously you've been involved in other groups, I imagine. With this group, is there anything in particular that has been particularly enjoyable around this group?
So long story short, I actually decided to step away from acting for a while because I just felt like there was a lot of things I wanted to do in my life. But Cindy was always the person that just kept saying, you got to try out for this. And we came close one time to do like a Peter Pan in the Gardens, but unfortunately I couldn't partake in that due to work conflicts. But now I'm in a better place where it's like, okay, I can probably try and do this now. I really enjoy this group because there's a lot of people here that not only have that uniqueness to make you laugh in a different way,
mm-hmm.
But also it does feel like you're a part of a family. It really does feel like if you're having a bad day, they're going to come up to you and say, hey, what's going on? What's bugging you? Is there anything we could do? And sometimes they just give you that kind of Disney hug that you really need, which really makes a lot of difference.
And Jeff, how about you? How much experience have you had? How many shows have you been involved in?
Oh, Lord. probably 30 plus shows that I've done for different companies in and around Wausau.
And what about your thoughts about this? Because you've obviously been, again, around different groups. So what's made this group
special?
I've been
around the block. I really like, well, I love working with Cindy. She's just so awesome to work with. But I kind of echo what Nathan said. It's a smaller group, and they also do different stuff that maybe I'd never heard of or I would never be aware of. And I just really like doing different stuff like that.
And Cindy, that's an interesting point. And I think before we went on, and I've talked to Ian about this as well, that sometimes we get into this rut in terms of the shows that we see. Bring in the latest musical again. And I'm somebody that actually in the past have done some work on stage, and I love going to the shows, and I like straight theater. And it sounds as though you think outside the box a little bit with this group. Is that fair to say?
We do. We look for the shows. We look for shows that are maybe written by the small-time writers,
yeah.
Which this one is. It's written by Don Zelaitis. He is not a big name that you're going to see on the lights at Wausau Community Theater, but he's just an excellent playwright, and this show is so funny. And we like to showcase those, something a little different.
Ian is part of your group, and I told Ian I would let him get involved here. Ian, do you have any questions or comments you'd like to add to our conversation? Ask a question of these folks that you know so very well.
Well, I think with the noses off, I mean...
You guys have to put your headphones on to hear what Ian has to say.
I forgot about that. Well, I think when it comes to noses off, like, what has been your favorite part of the show? I mean, I'm coming to see the show on a Friday. I can't wait to see it, but individually, what has been your favorite part of the show? We'll start with Nathan.
I mean, honestly, like I said, I get two women that literally just give me death glares, so that's kind of one of the things that makes it funny. But I think that there's just some points in the show where I do the whole, you know, remember your lines kind of deal and just get the reaction out of people where it's just like, why? Why do you do what you do? It's kind of like the Michael Scott, Toby thing.
I know I used to do that all the time in theaters. I was memorized the whole show and memorized everybody else's lines. And if somebody was stuck, I was always there to like, okay, I'll say your line. But I would be called out for that, so I try not to do that. But I still like to, you know, have a good feel for all the lines of the show. So I know the feeling.
Well, I think my favorite part of the show is the style of theaters. It's a farce, which is just an always favorite of mine because it's just so hilarious and so ridiculous. All the characters are just so over the top funny, and I just really enjoy directing that kind of a show.
And Jeff, what about you?
You know, I'm glad you called me last because I'm trying to think, and it's just there's so much of it that I enjoy because it is, people are just nuts on stage. There's just so much that goes on, and I'm lucky because I get to watch it all as the playwright. That my part is to watch it and kind of answer their complaints, but some of it is just so crazy, and I can imagine if you were a playwright and this was really happening, how aggravating it would really be if it wasn't so funny.
Again, Noses Off coming up on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening at Willow Springs Gardens. This is one of the interesting aspects about comedies. You go through the rehearsal process without an audience. And it's so much different when you get an audience and the laughter. How much of a challenge is, because of the timing of comedy, you said about timing of comedy, the timing does change when you have the laughter. You have to hold for laughter. You have to be able to, you know, keep that rhythm going. Is that one of the biggest challenges with comedy?
I think that after a while you kind of get used to thinking about, okay, this is going to get a laugh, this is going to probably get like a little chuckle, something like that. But if you're kind of starting out, yeah, it is a bit of a challenge to be like, okay, I can't jump in because we want the audience to, you know, laugh, and they want to soak in the moment that they have. So
yeah, it's interesting because I that's often the things that the directors have to do is to pull that comedy out of the show. Mm-hmm. But this show is just so hilarious that I've had to do very little of that. We actually, Nathan said when we left our first read through, the first time we ever read through it, we sat there and we laughed so hard we had tears coming down our face. Nathan said, I think this is the funniest read through I've ever been through in my life because just it's so written so well, and because it's the farce style, it's just so hilarious. So I haven't had to do a lot of pulling out. It's like right there.
Anything to add, Jeff?
And I say that I know that'll be the best part about opening night is that after a while we're used to the jokes and we've conditioned ourselves not to laugh to them. Although the first couple of weeks that was hard not to do, but now we've conditioned ourselves. Okay, don't laugh. You got to keep your character. And then the first night will be people will be howling. We're like, oh yeah, I forgot that was still funny. Okay, so that's really the best part about opening night.
In our last couple of minutes, before we again give the information about the show itself, for this group, maybe for folks out there that are interested in being part of it, maybe, you know, that's been on the outside, maybe just being a patron watching the show, what do they need to know? I guess the best way maybe to get involved, because I think it would be wonderful for folks to have that opportunity with a group such as yours.
Yeah, we are always looking for people to get involved. And you do not have to be on the stage. There's lots of people, costumes, set design, painting, props, backstage people. There's always things to do. You can find us on the internet, River and Woods Theater, And we would love to get you involved. Because we're a smaller theater company, I think we tend to do smaller shows, and we are really happy to bring in new people.
And it looks like riverandwoodstheater.com, and it's theater R-E at the end, so riverandwoodstheater.com. You also, I see a lot of information on your Facebook page. I follow that and get that information as well. And I guess finally, again, in terms of tickets, are there tickets at the door? Do you get them? What do people need to know in terms of going to the show either Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, or going to all the shows? They can come and see.
Come to all three of them, man. It is so
that's
funny.
That's the thing we talk about with... No, that every that's one of the cool things about live theater. Every show is different.
It is, yes. Mm-hmm. So you can get tickets at the door. That would be absolutely fine. Sometimes there's a line, so I really recommend you get them online if you can. But if you suddenly think, oh boy, I should go to that play tonight, come on out. We will happily meet you at the door.
Fantastic. So again, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, what time again?
7 p.m. Willow Springs.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Break a leg to everybody involved. And thanks again to Nathan Grundman, Cindy Strovel, and Jeff McDonald. And thanks again for coming on by.
Hey, thanks for having us.
This was awesome.
Absolutely. The time is 9:48. We're going to come back, have our daily history lesson. We'll again have our quiz with Ian. Are you going to get it right today, Ian?
I certainly hope so. Yeah, I do my best.
You're 0 for 1 this week. You got to make sure you get it right today.
Yes, absolutely.
So we'll have that coming up next. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:51, 42 degrees under overcast skies, starting to brighten up just a little bit. But again, thanks to Nathan Grundman, Cindy Strovel, and Jeff McDonald from River and Woods Theater Company. And again, Nose is Off coming up on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday over at Willow Springs Garden. Again, just outside of Wausau over on Hillcrest Drive. I think a lot of folks are familiar with it because a lot of graduation parties go on over there and other That's events. Right. But they have the facilities as well to put on a great show. And it should be just a terrific time. It sounds like an incredible amount of fun, a lot of laughter. And again, I like the idea that, again, to get that little variety in terms of the type of shows you're going to see, and an old-time farce and a lot of fun to be had.
Always nice to change it up a little bit.
Absolutely. Today is April the 9th of 2024. It is day number 100. Day number 100 of 2024. There are 266 days remaining in this year, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1682, Robert Cavelier de La Salle discovered the mouth of the Mississippi River, claimed it for France, and named it Louisiana. On this date in 1867, passing by a single vote, the United States Senate ratified a treaty with Russia for the purchase of Alaska. On this date, 111 years ago today in 1913, on opening day at Ebbets Field, the new home of the Brooklyn Dodgers, fans had to wait an hour to get in because nobody brought the key. There was no flag to salute the national anthem either. The Dodgers then lost to make it a perfect day. They lost to Philadelphia 1-0. On this date in 1959, NASA announced the selection of the United States' first seven astronauts, which the news media quickly dubbed the Mercury Seven. On this date in 1965, Major League Baseball's first indoor game was played at the opening of the Houston Astrodome. On this date in 1992, President George H.W. Bush fell suddenly ill at a state dinner in Japan. He became pale, slumped in his chair, and threw up on the Japanese Prime Minister. And the thing about it is that I've read a story about that event where CNN almost, within moments, they got bad information, said that the president had died, and they almost reported that.
Oh.
But they were able to save it just before the news anchor was about to say it on the air. So, again, you got to make sure that the information is correct.
Absolutely.
Also, on this date, in 2003, Baghdad, Iraq, fell to American forces. On this date in 2005, Charles, Prince of Wales, married Camilla Parker Bowles. On this date in 2017, Sergio Garcia won his first major golf championship after beating Justin Rose in a playoff at the Masters. And on this date 2 years ago, in 2022, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins died after he was struck by a dump truck while he was walking on a South Florida highway. Haskins was only 24 years old. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Michael Learned, who played Olivia Walton on The Waltons, is 85 years old today. Actor Dennis Quaid is 70. Fashion designer Marc Jacobs is 61. Talk show host and former Congressman Joe Scarborough of Morning Joe on MSNBC, 61 years old today. Model Paulina Poroskova is 59. Actor Cynthia Nixon, best known for her role on Sex and the City, is 58. Actor Keisha Knight Pulliam, played Rudy on The Cosby Show, 45 years old today. Actor Charlie Hunnam of Sons of Anarchy and The Gentlemen is 44. Actor Leighton Meester of How I Met Your Mother, I used to say How I Met Your Father and Gossip Girl, 38 years old today. Actor Kristen Stewart of Twilight fame is 34. Actor Elle Fanning is 26. Rapper Lil Nas X is 25. And actor Isaac Hempstead Wright of Game of Thrones is also 25 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating today, your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged. It is Library Week. It is also National Robotics Week. It is Animal Control Officer Appreciation Week. It is Dog Bite Prevention Week. It is also Appomattox Day, the celebration of the fall of Appomattox during the Civil War. The fall at Appomattox, not of Appomattox. It is International ASMR Day. It is Cherish an Antique Day. It is Gin and Tonic Day. It is Unicorn Day. It is Pimento Cheese Day. And it's Chicken Little Awareness Day. The sky is not falling, folks. All right.
A lot of people like to think that, but yeah.
Yep.
Be aware.
It is time for our number for the day.
All right. I'm ready.
This one's interesting. The percentage of Russians who want to leave Russia. This was according to a survey taken before Russia invaded Ukraine. So this is
before that.
Yep. So the percentage of Russians who want to leave Russia, according to a survey taken before Russia invaded Ukraine.
Who want to leave Russia?
Yep.
Okay.
Is it 20%? Is it 50%? Is it 80%?
Wow.
Percentage of Russians who want to leave Russia, according to a survey taken before Russia invaded Ukraine. A, 20%. B, 50%. C, 80%.
I know what answer I want to go for, but I don't know if that's going to be the right answer. I'm trying to think because, oh, boy. Well, I'm just going to go with the first one. I'm going to say 50. I'm going to say 50% of Russians.
Oh, Ian, I thought this was going to be so easy. Not most people like where they live. So 20%.
Man, I should have gone for the lower number.
Yes. I should have gone with the lower. So you're 0 for 2. You're digging a hole this week.
Yes, I am.
Well, we'll dig out of that hole starting tomorrow. Okay?
Yes. Yes, definitely going to dig out of that hole.
Thanks to our guest today, Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library. Also, thanks to our guests, Nathan Grundman, Cindy Strovel, and Jeff McDonald from the River and Woods Theater Company. Tomorrow, Bob Look will join us, as will Sean Wright. Stick around. Coming up next, it is Matt and Air on Air. Ian, have yourself a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Absolutely. Everybody have a great Tuesday. Join us again tomorrow from 8 until 10 a.m. for another edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.